Commerce.
Out of order, Representative Barnes.
Excuse me. Glad I didn't finish that motion. I'd had to take the whole thing back. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the effective date clause for the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 246? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. At this time, I'm going to ask the Majority Leader for a motion to hold the two remaining bills on today's calendar over for tomorrow's calendar, and then we'll advance to unfinished business. Representative Clarkson? Representative Barnes?
Mr. Speaker, I believe that there is one citation we didn't finish. Is that correct? Could we do that?
No, we got them all.
Oh, okay. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the remainder of today's calendar be held for tomorrow's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and unfinished business. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up my notice for reconsideration on House Bill 209.
Notice of Representative Duncan has brought up his reconsideration on House Bill 209. Will the clerk please read the bill? You wish to hold it over in third reading, or?
I'd be pleased to do that if it's okay with you.
Well, why don't we ask the clerk to read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 209, Rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to the classification of personnel and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 209 is before us in third reading. Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move that we hold House Bill 209 in third reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Further unfinished business to come before the body. Representative Davis.
We have a brief at ease.
House, please stand at ease.
Thank you.
Will the House please come back to order? Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on the motion to waive notice on House Bill 409.
Further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Representative Ringstad be excused from the call of the House from 3 o'clock p.m. May the 14th through plain time May the 16th, and that Representative Herman be excused May the 18th and 19th, and that Representative Fuller be excused tomorrow the 13th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the member is excused as requested. Representative Clarkson?
Mr. Speaker, you didn't announce or rule on my notice of reconsideration. You normally do, and judging from the puzzled look on your face, I want to make sure that you at least acknowledge that I reconsidered it so the clerk will note it for the journal, because you normally do that.
Representative Clarkson previously served notice of reconsideration for his motion, or for the motion to move House Bill 409, or to waive the five-day referral for House Bill 409. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings? Special orders? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment on just 10 a.m. Friday, May the 13th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Charlie.